Okay, it's Wednesday, February 6, 2019. This is the Sustainability Commission meeting at 7 p.m. I will take the roll call. Katie Brennan.
Here.
Julie Moeller.
Here.
Eric Simon. Shannon Roberts.
Here.
Andrew Basney.
Here.
Lisa Gillis.
Here.
Okay,
we have one guest. Is there any public comment?
Okay. Great job.
Before the meeting? Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so that's John Grant, who's running for trustee, village trustee.
Hi there.
Okay, commissioner reports on meetings. So Lisa, what we typically do at the beginning of our meeting, we just sort of go around the horseshoe and talk about what meetings we've each attended since we've met last. Often there's like a Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus event, or you'll see as we, you know, go around what we've all been sort of doing. Andy, you want to start?
Sure. The first item was that Katie and I had our last bike task force meeting the night of January 16th, along with Eric Russell, and I think we had probably four or five task force members there just to sort of provide more input. What was helpful about this meeting was Eric Russell had kind of went through the latest version of the River Forest bike plan, as well as had a big map so that all of the participants can kind of go through. And so these are, you know, avid bikers in the community, so they were able to say, well, this is my route, or this is where I want to bike in the village, and this is where we should have a, you know, bike rack. And they provide a lot of input directly to Eric, and he, along with John Housel, are sort of putting together and the actual bike plan itself as a separate report from the comprehensive plan. And Eric Russell took good notes and actually has included a lot of the recommendations that were discussed at the meeting. And I think the current step is that he said that we have not completed the bike plan report yet for inclusion into, I guess, the upcoming second draft of the comprehensive plan. I don't know if that's still the latest, where they're working on the second draft of the comprehensive plan, I think. And then the other thing that I wanted to make sure that we were addressing with Eric Russell was when he and John would be presenting the bike plan in front of the board, so that we have participation from the biking task force. So that's to be determined, but I will, you know, make sure that I communicate that when I know.
So I'm sorry, can you clarify? You said the bike plan is separate from the comp plan that they're working on, or they're going to be incorporating it into the...
It's both are true.
Okay, there's the River Forest plan, and it's also what the River Forest people are working on. I got you.
I just wanted to make sure I understood. So it's a separate report, but I guess it's just a supplement. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's other supplements.
An annex or an appendix to the
They're putting plan. Together a separate report for the comp plan. They're working on one for River Forest as well. And then, okay.
Well, so there's the comp plan, mm-hmm. and it's got, as far as I know, two appendixes. One is the safe walking,
right.
the streets.
Right.
And that one was presented to the village. It's been presented to the village board twice. Most recently, the village
right.
board voted on it and approved it, I believe.
Right. Yeah.
So that's the first one. And then the second one will be the bike path plan. And they'll both be part of it, but a separate document.
Okay.
And just to get credit for one other attendance, I went to a bike planning workshop on Friday, January 25th in the morning. They had one out in Elgin, so the sort of the speakers were from the Kane Kendall Council of Mayors and the McHenry County Council of Mayors. A few of the topics that they were discussing, I think it was more just advocacy at this point, and there's some sharing some success stories, but one of the seminars was on just complete streets, which is the concept of, you know, many towns and villages in Cook County and out in Kane and McHenry counties, just in terms of making sure that when there's either a redo of an existing street or what have you, that they're considering all active users, walkers, bikers, drivers, pedestrians, business owners, et cetera. And then there's also a separate seminar on bike sharing, just to sort of update. I know that, you know, Oak Park had Divvy that went out there, and then they sort of decided, they're in the process of sort of deciding to do something else. So I think it was just applicable to you know, hear some of the latest, sort of with the traditional, they've had the docked bike sharing arrangements, but they also have dockless, and they're also introducing some hybrids, which are almost like, you know, the dockless would be, you kind of return your bike wherever you want it to be, and there's a little bit more of a, you know, an app that says where it is and that you've checked it back in. The hybrid is more of a little less structured, but there, I think there's paint on the street in certain areas where you return your bike to a little bit more of a, you know, a secure area. So it's just interesting to hear some feedback on success stories, I guess, around the country, and they've had some in these various counties, and I'll just continue to participate in these types of seminars.
Great.
So there you go.
You have to put your little microphone on.
Push
the red button there.
Okay. Did they talk about scooters, the electric scooters?
They did not.
Because electric scooters are kind of getting really big around the country, like Minneapolis, Nashville. The problem with the electric scooters right now in the current format is that they're all dockless, and they're, like, littered kind of everywhere. Mm. It's really pretty strange. But people find them and pick them up. But just another kind of option that is being embraced in some municipalities.
That's great.
And you guys probably all know this, but River Forest has a bike share. On the corner of Harlem and Lake, I think it's actually Park District land. Mm-hmm. There's a bike share area right after you go under that arch and into the park, just to your left. They put it in maybe, you know, 6 months ago or so.
Oh, wow.
So there's bikes there?
Yeah.
I never
know. I mean, not this time of year, I don't think. But so your ears, yeah you'll have to pay attention during that segment.
That's right. Right in my backyard.
Yeah. Wow. I think it must be the park, the forest preserve.
Forest preserve.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. You're right. That's part of the forest preserve, because they do have a system, right? That was one of them that they mentioned. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. All right, thanks, Andy. Yeah, the bike task force meeting was great, I thought, and they had so many great ideas. And Eric Russell was very receptive, and your follow up.
Yeah.
You know, you followed up nicely with him, and then he gave you the whole listing of all the revisions he suggested, all based on that meeting.
Yeah, so I think, and that's one of those things where, I mean, we all do these things, but, you know, just being part of something where you feel like there's really community input. Mm-hmm. And I think that they enjoyed the fact that they were really sort of part of it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just venture onward, I guess.
Yep.
So, thanks.
All right, Shannon, Maeve.
I don't have much to report. Julie and I did meet with Sydney Fitch this past month to talk about just how to work further together, what other opportunities we could be looking at, brainstorming additional types of facilities we could be looking at in River Forest. Julie, I can't even take credit, but Julie's setting up a meeting with D90. And then I think there's also an opportunity to connect Sydney with the local condo building that was interested.
Yes.
So I'll do that. I kind of had a thought in the middle of the night last night. So,
interested in the efficiency and the solar and all that?
Efficiency, yeah.
Okay, because there was one condo building and that I referred her information to already.
Oh, you already did already. Okay.
If we're talking about the same one,
yep,
probably.
I think you are.
Yeah. So I gave her that information.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I recommend that we actually, someone from the commission actually sit in on that meeting and help out that resident, because I think she's just a condo owner. She's not experienced with, you know, how to get this done. And, you know, we are, having gone through the village's energy assessment, and then the libraries, and now D90 next. So,
yeah, so if you don't have a copy of the email, maybe we should get it to you. You might have been copied, and then make sure you follow up with the condo owner.
And I'll do that.
Yeah. And I'm still waiting to hear from Anthony, so.
Perfect.
So Lisa, just to help you out, since it's your first meeting, what we're talking about are energy efficiency audits that ComEd offers for free. And we've been working with one of their contractors. This I really enjoy Sydney Fitch.
Sydney Fitch, she's wonderful. Yeah, she's very nice.
At Verde.
Yep.
Has been very responsive and very knowledgeable. When we met with her for the village's energy efficiency audit, and then she was very helpful to the library. We connected them, and we're moving on through all the taxing bodies and elsewhere, trying to get all of these, take advantage of this free service and help residents.
Yes, we're trying to introduce her to different groups.
Cool.
So yeah, and a lot of her, she's able to, I think she's getting paid for by FEJA, which is the Federal Energy Jobs Act.
Yeah.
So I learned this as part of this, that there's all this money available for like renewable energy and energy efficiency. So she's able to both like provide her services and also connect different types of facilities with the grants and things like that that are available as part of that.
She's been so receptive.
She's been really great.
John?
Well, yeah, speaking of that, I'm going to meet with her next week. So we just pinned down a date to meet Friday next week to go through all the facilities again. Because the board was receptive, the dollars in the capital improvement plan were basically, there wasn't any objection at the board meeting where we presented that. So the thought is we're going to look at all the fixtures and everything and get a game plan of how to implement it this upcoming fiscal year, you know, changing them out.
Is it just a sit-down meeting, or are you actually going to physically walk?
Yeah, we're going to go around. Because the ComEd report had a list of all the different lights and everything, and she couldn't really make heads or tails of all of their suggestions, so we're actually going to look at them and see if that report actually makes sense, you know,
that's
as
great.
Far as what we have. We'll do that next week.
All right. Will that be the pumping station as well, or just this building?
We're going to try and go to all of them.
All right.
Yeah.
Big field trip.
Pumping station, the city hall, and...
Right.
Is there another?
Well, one thing I did ask her, because it came up at the capital improvement meeting, was if she had any idea about solar panels at the Public Works garage. So we're going to go down there and see if there's anything we can do. Because that's probably the building that would make the most sense if we were to get solar panels.
Great.
So it's got the biggest roof. So.
That's great.
Might as well look into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would it make sense for me and you to meet after that
field
trip, or do you want me to, I could see if I'm available?
Well, it'll be Friday in the middle of the day. Of next
I
week?
I might be able to.
Yeah, let me know.
Okay.
Or we can meet afterwards, too.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
Sounds good.
I think it's at 10 o'clock. Yeah.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Glad that got approved.
Well, right. It didn't get approved technically yet, but if there were any objections to it, we would have known by now, so
okay.
Might as well get going early, you know, because I don't know what we need to do in our next steps to get these things switched out.
Right.
So.
Okay. The only thing I have to add, other than that Bike Task Force meeting, was that we did present our commission's 2018 progress report and our 2019 goals to the village board last week, and it went well. We had a nice reception to it. A few questions, a little bit of discussion, not a lot, and there were no problems with any of our 2019 goals, so we have a path forward.
Yeah, you did a good job on that.
Yeah,
thank you, Julie. And it was Eric Simon and Beth Chang also presented, and they were great.
I think I just did the meeting with you, and I had a meeting phone conversation with Pete Kuzmich, which I'll talk about later. So that's it. Nothing else.
What you been up to, Lisa? Why don't we move number 11, the welcome to Lisa Gillis, up? And you want to just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Welcome. Okay. Thank you. I've been in River Forest since 1997. I moved here just before my daughter was born, and now she's going to be 21 in February. And she's going to have that birthday while she's in Florence, so we're not going to be able to be there to celebrate. Mm. We all want to be my daughter, Frankie.
21, yeah.
Yeah, in Florence. Let me see. I'm very excited to be part of the Sustainability Commission. I did apply when it was first being formed, but I guess you had a very large pool to choose from. I believe that we need to do things differently in order to save the planet. I will say my sister, who takes it to an extreme, kind of has rubbed off on me and my kids. She lives in Telluride, so yes, I did reach out to her regarding the turf ongoing, exploration, because the town of Telluride did recently put in turf on their high school fields, and that was a year-long back and forth. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot we can do with regard to solar panels. She actually put solar panels all throughout Telluride. She works for the town of Telluride in project management, so she tends to do anything having to do with the outside. Mm-hmm. So their wastewater treatment plant is, the whole roof is covered with solar panels. Plus, my cousin is involved in solar panels in New York. So, but outside of, kind of that being just something I'm interested in, I work downtown at Leo Burnett. I've been there for 30 years. My daughter is one of three kids. She has two twin brothers. And I love this town, and I would like to, kind of see it to continue to kind of lead the way on a number of fronts, because I think we do, whether it be, education or green space, or the Traffic and Safety Commission, which my husband is on. So.
Excellent. Great.
That's it.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
Glad you're here.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I'm here too.
And good news, Lisa has agreed to take on Green Block Parties.
Yes.
So we still need to do a little bit more shuffling around. I have my lead chart here.
A little bit.
I said that she was very qualified for that.
Take on Green Block Parties.
After doing the Keystone Block Party for several years, Lisa will do an excellent job on the Green Block Parties, I can tell you.
And I think Sue Crothers, who's still in Australia right now, but will be coming back in the next month or so, is going to help sort of transition you in.
Okay.
So the timing is good because it's not,
it's not BlackBerry season.
It's not seed the season yet, and it's already been well set up from last year and previous years. So, and we can talk about how it's set up a little bit later on the agenda, because I see that a grant we've applied for is on the agenda for Green Block Parties. Don't know how far we'll get with that tonight because we don't have Beth here, but.
Yeah.
Okay, so. I think we're going to get out of here in an hour tonight because
I love how you keep saying it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep talking.
Another hour or in total?
No, total. Total. Let's have John stands up and starts talking. So let's go to number 4, Soul Smart update. Eric's not here to give that. Julie, did you have anything you wanted to say about? Oh no, you have something.
Well, John Anderson,
sorry.
You were on the call.
I was on the call yesterday.
Okay.
There's not much to be up to really update you on. It's just. The process is continuing. A village staff member today went to a training in Warrenville on solar panels and the codes relating to them. So we'll get points for him going to this training. And it's just a matter of getting points for all these different aspects in terms of installing solar panels. Another thing we'll get points for is reviewing. So they had a solar expert review our code and gave us feedback on different aspects. So this is good, this is bad, and it's just We don't have to necessarily change anything right now. We just have to review that and then sign off that we reviewed it, and we get points for that. So it's like little things like that that we just keep doing, and the mayor's caucus kind of helps us through the whole process. So it's just ongoing, and we'll keep doing, you know, what we're recommended to do.
Yeah. Do we seem to be on track?
Yeah.
We seem to be on track for bronze.
Yeah,
but
I noticed that.
But
there's
it's just going to take a while to get there.
Yeah. I noticed there's lots of deadlines on there. Are other municipalities kind of behind? It seems like it kind of took a while to get going because it's like, oh, by July you should have this
done.
Yeah,
so those deadlines
are. Are they being strict on
that? No, those deadlines are like suggested deadlines.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
they're like, it would be good to have this done because you don't want to get backed up and have to get everything done.
Yeah, it's like
in
once
the
you
summer.
Get started, things start
yeah.
rolling. Okay. I didn't know how strict
right,
that
so
was.
We're trying to keep track of that. There was one deadline about your checklist that should be done at the end of January, and we have it done. We just don't have it posted, so we're kind of
okay.
We're on track.
Okay, good.
So far.
Is there anything you need from us?
No, I don't think so at this point.
So excellent.
That's where we're at.
Thank
yeah.
you. Mm-hmm. Lisa, do you know what SoulSmart is? Should we give you a little background?
Sure.
Okay, so it is a federal program
mm-hmm.
That has different levels, designations. I think Oak Park is already gold.
Right.
We applied to be in a consortium
mm-hmm.
that is endeavoring to get the very, we're endeavoring to get the very first level, which is bronze. And the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus Environmental Subcommittee is sort of guiding us. So they're, I imagine, are leading the meet, like the call that you had.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's a person in the Mayor's Caucus that's leading all the other municipalities that are trying to get this designation. Yeah.
How many municipalities in Chicago are in this consortium?
Oh, I think around 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had to think that you had to get approved, and I think it's just 20 that got approved,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yeah, so we were happy to be, you
approved.
Know, yeah,
mm-hmm.
And this is really our first endeavor, and the goal is to, of the consort is to make it easier for our residents and businesses to install solar.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it has to do with working with the village's permitting process.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Eric Simon's taking the lead on this.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll go to 5. One Earth Film Festival events and table volunteers. That's coming up, a 10-day event
mm-hmm.
in March. And Julie, is this you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I've just, so Mary Susan Chen's going to help me table the February 28th event. I'll get those documents ready for the film. And then I've just been trying to get Green for Good team members at Thatcher Woods for a teen event. So I'm just basically working with the, you know, as far as the commission, the one thing that we're represented at is the February 28th, and that's Mary Susan Chen. And I just at the table answering questions, trying to let people know what we're doing and if there's any information we can provide. We'd like as many commission people to attend films that are in River Forest. So the Saturday evening film at the Good Earth, which is Vetter World, which is about Farmer Vetter, and that'll be a nice event with and Sue Crothers will be there. Susan Lucci, I think, is going to be moderating it, and the director of the film will be there. And so there's 7 films total in River Forest being screened here, and you know, the full stock of films is up on One Earth there. But as far as other commission responsibilities, there's, you know, just to support the film, get the word out. So in the Green News, I put like the 7 films that are here, if you want to share that with anybody. But it's important to have good attendance at the films here in River Forest so that, you know, since we were one of the founders of it with
mm-hmm.
Oak Park, so that we keep getting films here. So they have a really good kids program at Thatcher Woods on Saturday, March 9th. So it goes like younger kids, 3 to 5, and then 6 to 8, and then families. Sunday, the March 10th, there's a walk in the woods by a forest therapist, And and then there's a film after that, Eventing Tomorrow, which is kind of more for teens, and that's what we're trying to get the school Green for Good groups at. It's about teens making a difference in what their projects are. So there's a lot of good films going on. But I don't have anything to add other than...
Do we need to brainstorm about stuff to have at our table?
I mean, if there's something, I was going to do the regular sign up for compost, our information about green block parties. I was going to provide information about turf. I was going to provide information about the Healthy Lawn program.
Okay.
And, you know, just kind of fun information about statistics on sustainability and what, you know, that I have just sitting around my house all the time. But mostly just our programs.
Okay.
And telling people how they could be involved. But
so this is all this is basically going to happen before we meet again next.
Mm-hmm.
So this is our chance.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, I could have something there about, like, if you're interested. Like, people, the idea is that, you know, how can you get involved? Well, are you interested in biking? You could sign up for the bike task force. If you're interested in having green block parties, do you know that we have a sorted out program? And if you're interested in coming to our meetings, if you're interested in artificial turf, you know, that issue, if you're, you know, it's really talking to people and getting what they're interested in, because I don't really just want to hand out a bunch of information and just without somebody not having the background.
Yeah.
So, because the film itself is about how communities and how to get involved in your community. So I think kind of a captive audience, but yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope to come.
Okay.
Help out.
But
if
anyone has suggestions, but I probably will pull some things off the website, print some things out.
Okay.
You know, it's just it's a tabling event before the film. So.
Well, maybe if you find that you need stuff for something that any of us are working on, just contact us. You know,
it's not about plastic bags, so I can't wear my plastic bag.
Plastic bag costume.
Yeah. So that's kind of a bummer.
Can someone get that out for during the film festival?
I don't know. I'll have to find something.
Yeah.
Mm. Haven't worn it for a while. So that's the only update on that.
Okay, so we'll move on to 6, the Planet Green grant proposal status. Beth Cheng has been sort of running lead for us on that, but we have submitted our proposal, and it's passed the first tier at Planet Green, and now is it going? Do you want to talk about it, Julie?
So the Planet Green core team looked at the proposal. So the core team looks at different projects, like Mark Berger has. So Gary Kinnean from Seven Generations submits a budget to the Community Works Board for Planet Green budget. And you know, Wild One submits stuff, and Mark Berger for Elevate Energy, Green Community Connections. So this year is the first time we've applied, and we applied for the Green Block Party. And so the core team kind of looks at all the numbers and says, okay, yeah, but you know, looks about right, and they passed it. So now it will be going on to the Community Works, and I think we won't really find out till March. They can fund part of it. We asked for a 2-year grant. It totaled $16,000. They could do 1 year. They can do $5,000. You know, it's up to them. But they thought it was a strong proposal, and it, like you said, it passed the core team, and nobody kind of flinched on that. So we'll follow up with Gary and in the next couple months. But.
Do we know anything about timing? Because we are, you know, we will be getting into.
You know,
the
he kind of said March.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. There's a meeting for Planet Green February 19th. I know Beth cannot make it. And I was going to take on Planet Green meetings until June for Beth. But that's the one Planet Green meeting I can't go to.
So we need someone to go March 19th?
Yeah. Or no, February.
February 19th.
That's next Tuesday.
No. It's got to be like in 2 Tuesdays.
Oh, yes, the 19th. I guess I have a doctor's appointment. Yes, the 19th.
March 19th.
Yeah, February 19th.
February.
It's February 19th and March 19th are the next two Planet Greens.
Okay.
I can do
but,
March
but
19th.
But we need coverage for February 19th.
But if you, if nobody could, it's I think it's fine to miss one. But
okay.
I'll make sure to check in with them and just let you know I can't go to that one.
Okay. And it's a daytime thing.
It's a daytime, 8:30 to 10.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyone know if they can do that?
But I'm happy to just follow up with Gary afterwards, too.
I'll see if I can.
Okay.
I won't. I might be able to go. I just want to
know. Yeah. I mean, we can find out what's on the agenda. I can follow up with everyone.
Okay. All right. I'll check in with you about it. All right. Thanks, Julie. Anything else on that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. A report on the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus Sustainable Paving Presentation. This is, I think,
okay,
Jeff
thanks.
Loster mm-hmm. participated?
Right. So,
yeah, I can, if it's during
so
the day,
Jeff
I can
watched this presentation remotely. Basically, it was about warm mixed asphalt. So the bid spec that we use and most people use for asphalt is hot mixed asphalt. It's really self-explanatory. It goes down really hot and then... You know, it gets rolled out and it's pavement. But the newer way that the more energy efficient way to make asphalt, the thought is it would be called warm mixed asphalt and less energy would be needed to create it because you don't have to get it as hot. But in order to make that, there has to be, and Jeff explained this to me, there's a certain chemical that's added to the asphalt that makes it more pliable and it can go down in colder conditions. So really it's kind of a wait and see approach right now. We'll see if it becomes something we can use in the future and if there's enough quantity out there for our projects to use. But now we still are using, you know, the hot mix asphalt spec for our projects. But we'll keep an eye on it and see if we can change in the future. It's an interesting concept.
Hey, John, are other communities using that? Is it like out? Is it out there?
The only one that we saw is starting to use it is Highland Park. And I think they just started using it. Yeah.
So what are we using right now? I didn't catch the name.
Hot mix asphalt.
Hot mix asphalt.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was just say one comment just because this is what I do for a living.
Oh, so you know about it.
I don't know about the specific, but if you could just make sure that, you know, if we are going to use it, that the workers who are using it are familiar with kind of the updated, you know, health, if there's...
Oh, if there's a different chemical in it?
Yeah,
maybe,
I'm not afraid of chemicals as long as you handle it properly and use the right PPE and things like that. So just
right.
If you could just maybe remind them that they need to understand the change and
okay.
if they need additional things to wear while they're putting it down or anything like that.
Okay. Good point.
So are we talking about streets?
Mm-hmm.
We're not, what?
Right, so paving a street, you
yeah.
know, grinding it and putting down the new pavement.
A resident mm-hmm. has asked me about her alley. Have we finished, mm-hmm. we haven't finished putting permeable pavers in all of the alleys, have we?
No.
Where do we stand with that? Can you
well,
tell us?
We try and do, the plan was to do at least one or two per year, but this spring there are four alleys that we hope to get done before May 1st. So when the weather breaks, we'll just knock them out because we've already designed them and they were budgeted. And so we want to get those done. And then the following fiscal year, and we call it FY 2020, we'll have another one ready to go. So the thought is on an ongoing basis, we'll at least get one alley taken care of, reconstructed with permeable pavers in some form. Every year.
Yeah.
How many alleys do we have? Because Rural Forest doesn't have that many.
I know.
Well, there's more. I don't remember off the top of my head, but there's more than you think. There's a lot on the south side of town, and in the center of town, there's a lot. And then there's the ones behind North Avenue, the ones behind Madison Street. So there's,
okay.
yeah, the ones parallel to them. So compared to like Oak Park, we don't have a lot, but. Takes a while to catch up when they're all, you know, asphalt. We're trying to reconstruct them,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So would you say that, are we like 30% done right now with converting them to permeable pavers?
It may be around that number. Yeah. I would have to get back to you on the exact percentage, but.
Okay.
Gotten a lot done.
Great. So four this year, and the plan is one per, and then to go
yeah.
back to the one a year.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and we do them based on. So we do a condition rating, and the lowest rated ones get done first. So.
All right, so Lisa, just for your information, the call that Jeff participated on was a Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus Environmental Subcommittee, and we've been rotating and trying to attend them in person. Sometimes we can't, mm-hmm. and so Jeff and John sometimes participate also, or you know, pick up the slack. And they have all different types of presentations. It can be solar, it can be, you know, policy, you know, the history about FEJA, anything.
And then you come back and like do a present, you know, like a book report.
Yeah, a book report. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
got it.
Perfect. Okay.
Oh, really quickly. Speaking of the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus, that on the 19th is the next environmental subcommittee meeting, which I committed to for AIR.
Okay.
And
you
that's
do
9:30
that.
To 12:30 on
yeah.
that 19th.
So you cannot do
right.
both.
No. Which one? Which one's?
Do that one downtown.
That one's more important.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you could, because I'm assuming it is downtown, right?
Yeah. It's at the EPA.
Yeah. Do that one downtown, and I will cross you off for the 19th, and I will. If I can't do it, I'll let you know, Julian.
Well, am I too green to go? Because I can go.
You can go?
Sure.
Excellent.
Too green.
Never too
green.
Green
is good.
Too green.
Oh, that's true. I didn't mean it that way.
just the right amount of green.
Yeah. The right hue. So this one's here. It's here in Oak Park.
So it's February 19th. February 19th, 8:30 to 10.
It's at the Community Foundation
yeah,
building.
Yeah.
I'll get you the information.
Okay.
But I can give you a couple points to report on. But,
sure.
It's all the institutions that are part of Planet Green as a core team. So, I mean, they've been meeting for 7 years, you know, and people come and go, and they make reports on what's happening. So, and Gary Kanin leads the meeting. But so it's good just to listen and hear what's going on, if nothing else. It would be just good to hear what other people are saying.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Cross that off my list. Okay, so that is number 7. Moving on to number 8, we have our own email address for the Sustainability Commission that goes into the
village server.
Yeah, the yeah. village server. And we realized that, you know, we really need to be monitoring that better because there's some people who had been sending messages and they weren't getting prompt responses. So we need to have a volunteer, or we need to have a system for checking it. And I don't know if it's one person who volunteers or if it rotates, but let's talk about what we think might work. And the thought is that, you know, first of all, not much is going to come in.
Is it just a dial-in, or do you, I mean, you just check online, you just have a code?
Yeah, it's just a code. You just get the password.
Seems easy enough.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe someone's going to send an email in about with a question about, you know, hey, what's this thing that's going on about artificial turf? And if I'm the one who's checking it, I would see the turf one, and I would send it to Julie, who's doing the lead on turf. Or if something about, I want to join the bike task force, I would then send that to Andy.
And then he'd reply, okay.
Yeah. So,
yeah, what? Why don't we just do it? You want to do it monthly? And I could do it the first time, or what have you? Is that the best idea? Or, I don't know.
Whatever you guys think. I mean, it could go like with maybe it'd be easy if we did it monthly. Then we do it with whoever's taking notes is also checking the, or whoever's taking minutes is also checking the email. I mean, does that make it sort of more streamlined so we don't have to like think of minutes and that, or we can think about, you know, doing it for a 6-month stint, or someone doing it forever in perpetuity.
I think if you, it might not be bad to have one person do it, but add it as like one of the responsibilities, and then balance responsibility. Because I think email can be a lot of, it can be a little work or it can be a lot of work. Right.
Do we know how many emails we have gotten, like on average per month?
I don't think it's been many.
I think it's more Beth knows that.
Yeah, it hasn't been around very long, so. Not very many that I know of, so,
okay.
But I don't know. I haven't saw. I think Beth has been monitoring it, right?
She has. I don't know what the last. I mean, I remember. I think she's the one that's been distributing out emails to others when she gets when she looks at it.
Yeah.
I looked at it. I remember when it was first created, and there wasn't anything in there, but probably because it was first created. So that's the last that I know.
I mean, you could just give it to somebody for a year, and then somebody else takes it. And somebody, I mean, because it seems hard to maybe switch it.
I think it'd be hard to remember, oh, this is my month.
Right, and if you just get into the routine of doing it.
Should we, if no one knows that they definitely want to do it for the next year, right now, do you want to just, like, think about it and get back to me?
I mean, I'm happy to do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Julie.
Yeah.
We won't deny you.
Yeah. And if it gets to be too much, I'll let you know.
Okay.
If there's, like, 40 messages a week, I might have to, you know.
I don't think it's going to be that way.
Yeah.
Let us know. If it is, then we'll...
Yeah,
that was going to be my suggestion. One person do it until they're tired of doing
until
it.
Until they can't handle it
send
anymore.
Send it to somebody else. Right?
Yeah. I'll just do it. I'd
love to know what's coming in it.
Yeah, and then that could be my report.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is
right.
Exciting. Okay.
Thank you, Julie.
Well, and you'll just send me what I have to do?
Right. I'll get you the password, or Beth will, or... One of us will.
Okay. I can follow up with Beth. She's just been kind of busy.
Yeah.
I'll get it from you because she's been busy.
I'll find it.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay. Is that it for that? Thank you very much, Julie. Number 9, recycling extravaganza. That is back to you. I know we have a date.
We do, and we have a place.
Okay.
So recycling extravaganza is coming back again. And we do have approval from the Department of Environmental and Sustainability from Cook County, Department of Environmental and Sustainability, that they will pay for the electronics recycling.
That is so great.
So that's worth $5,000 plus that we do not have to have the village spend. There'll still be expenses because we do have to staff it, and John and I are going to work on getting maybe some public works staff. Because what they do is they provide trailers. They provide the Gaylord boxes, those big cardboard boxes, but then you load them, you're responsible for loading them, wrapping in plastic, the TV monitors, and that type of thing. But, you know, I can get volunteers and everything to unload the cars, but maybe we just kind of need somebody to load the trucks and have experience with a forklift because they're not drop gate trucks. You have to actually have the forklift to lift up the pallet with the Gaylord on it. So we'll work out that detail, and then I've already contacted Working Bikes. They're confirmed, Epilepsy Foundation's confirmed, and we'll just start getting volunteers. This year I'd like to have more of a training for the volunteers. I used to have just kind of a core group of people I worked with, but now more people are coming out of the work to volunteer, and I think I need a little bit more structure of training before people get there that day. So I'm going to try to do a little bit more of a mandatory session that people, if they're going to be unloading cars, because last year people were kind of getting a little interpretive. And but it'll go from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday, May 4th at the Methodist Church. And we're using that space again, even though it's a small space, it's got a great traffic flow because it's got the two lanes. So one lane is electronics, the other lane can be for everything else, and cars can go out and they take a right on Thatcher. So last year the parking lot did not work very well because of the traffic pattern. And the Park District did ask us to partner with them on the day of the Des Plaines River cleanup, but that doesn't also work because it cannibalizes our volunteers, because the volunteers that do the cleanup want to do the recycling extravaganza, and then there's just a lot going on over there. So I said no, because I'm the one that runs it, so I said no. So I made a dictator, you know, decision there. But we will do compost on the Des Plaines River cleanup day. There'll be free compost again. And Strom has said that they would do the scrap metal again for us, complimentary, and a trash roll-off for us as well at no cost.
That's great.
So things are underway, but just save the date. Could use as many hands. If anyone you know wants to volunteer, send them my way. I'll start a sign-up genius for that. Probably, you know, March, start getting that out there. So.
And what's the date again?
Saturday, May 4th, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And this will be open to anyone. Last year, for electronics, you had to show your River Forest, like car ID, or your license, because River Forest was paying for the electronics. But this year, it can be open to anyone because it's Cook County, and anybody can drop off their electronics. So,
great.
I think that's it on the. Yeah.
So on the finance part. Last year, the $5,000 for the electronics came out of the village budget, not our budget, right?
Yeah, and I spent about $800. What happens is I need to rent a U-Haul for a couple days. I also fluorescent tubes and CFLs are expensive, so that's eats up most of that. I can see if Strom will take those again. He took those at no cost last year, so he's got a ball beater. I can ask him for that. These things are so cool. but anyway, I asked for one for Christmas once, but I couldn't get one. But anyway, so and then it's just miscellaneous costs. So I don't expect over $1,000 that I would spend.
And what do you think the cost is going to be for overtime?
Yeah, I see that's going to be. So if you can get that to me, I can work it into a budget.
I'll have to figure out exactly how long they're going to be
there.
That's
probably the biggest cost.
Right.
It might end up being about the same amount as the $5,000 that...
Do you think?
I don't know. I'm wondering. I have no idea.
It won't be that much, but it depends if we need two or three guys.
I could probably get by in two.
Okay.
Does Public Works have something we could use instead of renting a U-Haul?
Oh, what do you need the U-Haul for?
I drive it out to, because I have a whole U-Haul full of stuff for scarce, and it doesn't all fit in my car.
The school supplies,
and then I transfer stuff to the pet place. I transfer stuff everywhere, so I need the U-Haul. So
it's not something that...
It's not that expensive. It's
Yeah, but Julie, in perpetuity... Well, you know, I think we have to try to make it sustainable. Have a succession plan, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have a U-Haul type of trailer. We have trucks, but I don't know if that would work, you know, for what you...
Oh, yeah, I do a van, like the van thing. It's not a trailer.
We have a van.
Yeah, you have a van. Well, we can... Why don't we talk?
We can talk about that. Mm-hmm. We got a small van and a big van. Mm-hmm. But the big van is full of stuff, so we might want to use a small van. We'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I'm just excited that it's coming together. So.
I know. I'm glad that it's not the same day as the compost pickup, because I think that cannibalizes two people want to be able to do both.
Is that on April 20th, the compost pickup?
I thought it was the 27th. Isn't the Plains River cleanup the 27th?
Oh, okay.
Or is it the 20th?
I don't know. I assume 20
maybe
for some
reason.
Maybe
it's probably before. The 20th, it's before.
I just thought that was Earth Day or something, isn't it?
The 22nd's Earth Day. They do it before. I might.
Oh.
I think we're going to do the tree tour on the 27th, wasn't it? Yeah, and which we're not doing. I'll double check that.
Okay.
Yeah. We are doing it, just not on Arbor Day.
Okay. Thanks, Julie. We're at 10, reviewing our goals for 2019. Again, they've been approved. And I think we are pretty clear on who's taking the lead. Well, on most things. I think I still have to figure out healthy lawn, healthy family, and maybe a few other bits and pieces here. Volunteer coordination. So probably what I need to do is to break off the 2019 goals from the BEAST document that had all the 2018 and the progress report and everything. So why don't I do that for, between now and our next meeting, so it's really clear to everyone who's taking the lead and what the goals are for 2019? Sound good?
That sounds good. Okay. And you could add that... That village server monitoring on there.
Oh, but I will. Okay. We're already done. And any other questions about the goals? We're good? Yeah. welcomed Lisa. But I'd like to put in, instead of welcoming Lisa, which we've already done, I think we have a few new business items. And I don't know if this is really new business or not, but did we ever get an answer about our terms? Because some of our terms are expiring in a couple of months.
Kathy was going to call everyone.
Kathy does it every year in May, so... I know, and they expire before that, I know. But it was explained she does it every year in May. But if you don't want to continue, then you obviously won't get renewed.
Okay.
But if you do, you just automatically get renewed. That's how I had got
Andy,
it explained to me. So.
What's that?
Are you renewing?
I think so, yeah.
So there's nothing, in other words, you have to do other than tell Kathy, I still want to be on the commission, and that's it. And then it goes on one agenda, you know, in May. To renew everybody
so
in commissions.
So it's our obligation if our terms are coming up, we need
to contact
Kathy.
All you have to do is let her know. Yeah.
Yep.
That you're just staying
so
on.
Make sure everything.
Yeah. Okay.
Up.
So will you guys contact Kathy? Let her know.
Am I risk expiring?
Yeah, because you took a spot of somebody who. Because you took Sue's spot and she was up May 1st.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
But no, but you're not leaving. So you just have to tell her that you're not leaving.
Yeah, there's a double secret probationary period.
Apparently.
And then Beth also, who has indicated that she would like to stay. She's indicated that to me. So we just have to make sure that she contacts Kathy too. Okay. Are there other new business?
A couple things. Since Beth couldn't make it, she just wanted me to report that, she asked me to attend the Sun Club meeting with Gary Kunin and to talk about. So this is for, you know, any type of grants that we could apply for. And so I'm attending that meeting with District 90 and Gary Kunin and talking about. You know, if there's any projects that can. So if you remember, Sun Club has a lot of money, and they did a lot of work in Oak Park. I even wonder if Sun Club could. Well, you have to be a 501c3, so it wouldn't apply to the public works solar. But they do work like that. They could do work with our Park District Foundation, the district, and that type of thing. So I'm attending that meeting for Beth, and going to take over the Sun Club part.
Wow.
I obviously need to get more. To speed on stuff, but I will before the meeting. So that's been set February 28th.
All right. Thank you, Julie.
And so just two other, can I keep talking?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm talking a lot tonight. One other thing, Sue Gee is continuing to work from Australia. She is so funny. And I just wanted to say that she had a question before she left regarding the plants that were going in off of Chicago Avenue, the bump outs. And she did get some, as you told us, Bollinger Locke is the environmental engineering firm that was working on the bump outs.
Right.
And John then told us, so she had questions about those if the plants are approved. And then John made sure that she... So Sue's question, let me be a little clearer here. She reached out about the rain garden project on Chicago Avenue, and after reviewing the plant list, she thought that some of the, like Jeff Swano from Dig Right In and David with Deep Roots had some questions, concerns about the choices of the plants, and wanted to just make sure that they'll thrive in the spot that they're at. And Sue was wondering if she could help plant those or monitor what's going in. And then, John, if I can just, your reply was that the Public Works Project was a surface transportation program, resurfacing project that is an 80-20 cost split. So basically, I think that we just needed to know that this isn't something that we were funding or anything like that.
No.
This was a state project.
Right. So it was all designed at the same time, in other words. The street resurfacing, the bump outs, the rain gardens were all designed at the same time, and they had to go through that STP program and all be bid out through the IDOT process, and so that's why it ended up that way.
So through the process, the contractors put down a down payment on plants that are already there. And you said there's a 3-year maintenance and monitoring program for the plantings.
Right.
So they're responsible for them for 3 years.
Right.
And that, so as a commission, we can continue to monitor those plants,
mm-hmm.
but at this time, there's nothing to be done. Is that correct on the plant selection?
Right.
And so, you know, if something happens after 3 years with those plants, maybe there's an opportunity for us to make some suggestions. But at this time...
Yeah, and if they don't work out after 1 or 2 years, I mean, we can certainly change them at that point. But, you know, we want to give these plants a chance to survive and to work to begin with. And, I didn't get any specific reason why these plants wouldn't work, just that there were some concerns. I never got anything specific.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is something specific, I'm more than happy to hear that. But
I never
heard anything specific. So
I never saw the whole plant list. I just know that Sue is being very conscientious in following up on a project
that
she had started. And so I just wanted to make it clear that, you know, Sue is continuing to monitor this, but it is you're also on top of it. So if there's anything else that comes up, please let us know if there's something we can help with. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I love that Sue's working from Australia.
I know. Can I just want to ask, are there any other native projects going on?
No. The only other thing would be like little things by the train tracks that we could swap out some grass with some native plants here and there. But no, there isn't any big project coming up with native plants.
Are there identifiable tracks along the tracks along the tracks?
Oh, yeah. So we're just thinking of, you know, Thatcher and Hawthorne, where Thatcher runs into Hawthorne just south of the, or not the CN, the UP tracks right there. Mm-hmm. Before it makes a jog under the viaduct, there's that corner. So we have to mow that anyway. The thought is we can just take that grass out and put some native plants in there.
Do we have to be careful about height for visibility?
Yeah, a little bit, but we're not going to put anything tall. It's like this plant mix that we've used at the Public Works garage already. So.
Oh, so that's already in the works?
In the works that we're planning on doing it, sometime next year.
Okay.
There isn't a grand design for that because it's just swapping out some plants, so that's about it.
And then my last thing is that an update. So my conversation with Pete Kuzmich from the Park District Board. So regarding turf, they do have a meeting, the Park District, on this Monday. Turf is on the agenda. At the last meeting, they said that they would be coming up with a Q&A that they'll be posting on their website for residents to read. It is not finished. It won't be ready for review at the next meeting, but turf is on the agenda, and that they'll be talking about it. There will be a public forum hearing, and that Pete said he would let me know of that date. And one thing that Pete and I just talked about is that, you know, the Park District has what our turf report, what we recommended, and that if there is, you know, anything going, you know, he's the turf subcommittee at the Park District, and he just asked that if there's anything that comes officially from the commission, that it just comes from me, you know, like, so if Andy, you have information, you say, I want the Park District to have this information, you know, we should approve that as a commission, and so that we don't send anything that we haven't vetted, you know, and that if you want to send something as a resident and say, you know, like, I'm big on microplastics. I made a statement on microplastics. I did that as a resident because I didn't run that through any of you. Now, I did, you know, as a commissioner, I had signed it Julie Moeller, resident and sustainability commissioner. I should have just signed it resident. So I said, moving forward, if anyone has a statement, that they'll just sign it as a resident, I would like to inform the Park District blank. Mm-hmm. But that if it's coming from the Sustainability Commission, it will come from me, and that we will all be aware of what's been sent to the board, so that if somebody asks you, oh, we got your article on blah, 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 you'll know what we sent.
That's smart.
And, you know, and Pete said, you know, I'll just keep the lines of communication open, and I said that, you know, he encouraged any of us to go to their meetings, and I said that, you know, if they come up with a Q&A, we'll probably read it, and maybe we'll even come up with something on our site that would answer some questions too that maybe we think could fill in the gaps, and we would let them know that, you know. So, but we need to make sure it takes place in here first and that we're all aware of the information that we're doing. And if you do it as a resident, you know, just make sure it's clear that you're doing that as a resident. So
has that happened, or that was just a suggestion?
Well, I, you know, it's just, it's easy to get blurred when it's a topic that it's obviously a kind of an environmental topic. And I think, you know, people have asked me my opinion, and they go, well, Julie, you know, who's on the Sustainability Commission, said, well, and it wasn't Julie on the Sustainability Commission that said. So, yeah, I made a comment on a Facebook, you know, and then I wrote that thing on the microplastics because Laura Maycrook, I mean, I'll take full ownership of that. And so I think it gets fuzzy, and so I just want to make sure that, you know, that we're not sending any emails out to any park board people unless it's just us personally, unless it comes from me that I send to Pete and then he distributes it to the board. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you did such a thorough job on that report that, you know.
I realize, though, that that is like 6 months or 8 months old, and it was based on our understanding that they were looking to replace the field next to the library.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is
outdated.
Could
use a little updating.
Yeah.
And that's something we could look at and update and resubmit to them as the commission. But, you know, yeah, I think that they know.
Yeah, because there are different considerations based on the drainage softball field project or problem
versus a soccer field.
There's a lot of, I guess there is room for updating.
Yeah, so we should talk about that and keep it, you know, if there's something we need to update on that document. I think everybody has it. That's the document from last August.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want to revisit that at the next meeting, we could. And then I said we're happy to help them also with any, you know, grants from like the Sun Club, or the DNR has grants that they provide for athletic fields. And I said we're happy to help them research that if they do go the route of, you know, of natural grass. And we just said that we want to make sure that they look at all options. But
so is that what they're doing right now? They're sort of exploring different options?
Yeah. I mean, he said that they realized that their board had not done enough research, and that they are trying to look at all the pluses and minuses of artificial turf. And if those things lead them to investigating options for, you know, grass, then they're looking at that as well. So he said they still, his words were, we still have a lot of work to do. So,
okay.
And he didn't give me a timeline or anything like that, but, you know, it's February, and, you know, there's no public hearing yet. I don't think it's moving anywhere fast, but you never know. So it's something for us to keep, you know, on our radar and keep on the agenda. But I know there's people interested in attending the meetings. I can't attend Monday's meeting, but, you know. Do you have anything to add to that?
I don't. I'm going to be out of town. I can't attend Mondays. But I just made a note to put it on our agenda for next time and for us to discuss updating.
I mean, if you'd like, I can send everybody that turf report again. I mean, and you could just read it and say, we could ask questions. We could talk about it. I could get an update from anyone, who, you know, from Pete, from the February 19th meeting that takes place. And or the February 11th, I keep saying the 19th today, the February 11th meeting, and just keep updating you.
That sounds good. I think, would you guys have the ability to look at the report? It's not that long. It's like 4 or 5 pages.
Oh, yeah, and just if you had questions.
And, you know.
And then if you had an article, like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. I know you had some articles, and just say, you know, I think it supports this, you know, point that you make. Maybe we should forward that on, and then we could talk about, do we want to forward that on to them? Or if there's some new points that you have, you know, but I think we need to be sensitive to where they're at in their process, and to be, you know, let them go through their process. Mm-hmm. So I think we make a statement on what we believe, but it's ultimately their park board's vote, right? Just like it would be for us. So, but personally, I don't think they have all the information. So it's, if we can help them do some research and they want it, we should provide it. So, and that's the communication I'm trying to have with Pete. Like, you know, if he said, oh, you know, we are interested in some natural turf, do you know how we could get some money for it? Be happy to help him look that up. You know, Andy, you look.
No, I agree with that. I mean, I think that's the idea, is that we have to sort of kind of work together.
Yeah.
On a lot of these things, and educate, you know, just like they could probably educate us on something, we can, you know, as I think a lot of that has happened.
Right.
So I think it's, you make a good point.
Yeah. And they can provide us information on, you know, why they need it, or, you know, we don't have all the, yeah, information either, so. But
I think it's a good idea to redistribute that, or, you know,
the
report.
Can we get from there? Because it is complicated. And again, I know pieces and parts as well, just because, you know, we have friendly chatter outside. But, I mean, they're doing it to address a very specific problem related to drainage on the baseball field. Now, you know, again, then the question becomes less about turf and more about what is the problem with the drainage in the baseball field, and what are the different options to resolve that problem.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And that's a very, to me, that's a very different problem, you know, than we just want to, you know, turf it over. I mean, they're trying to,
right.
They have issues with regard to water.
Right. Like I said to him, we all agree there's a problem. No one's not saying there's a problem. It's just how it's going to be handled. And so, yeah. Right. So he said, we need to specifically say, you know, how many games were impacted, you know, or would this, if we did put the turf down, would it actually help, you know, because you can still have rain out with turf, you can still have lightning with turf, you can, you know, so they need to identify the problem, and if they did turf, would it, how much of it would it solve, is that a better solution, or if they regraded the whole thing.
Regrade it, relocate,
repitched it, I heard your idea. That type of thing. So yeah, they just haven't looked at all the options, I think. So I think that's what they're trying to get to. But that's why it's probably important to go to the meetings and hear what they're saying about it. And you can personally contact board members, you know, and ask them questions. Contact me if you have a question, and I can try to get an answer.
Oh, the other thing is that, like us, their packet is on their site,
mm-hmm.
like Thursday before the Monday meeting,
right.
Something like that.
Yeah, so tomorrow it should be up.
Yeah, and it'll have, you know, the latest updated memos.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good stuff to look at.
Yeah,
you sort of have to dig down deep sometimes to find it, but it'll be there.
Mm-hmm. Is that good?
I think so. Okay. Anything else? Close. All right, so our next meeting is March 12th. Anyone have any, we good with that date? We don't have to change it? March 12th?
Is that Tuesday?
Yeah, should be the second Tuesday. We usually meet the second Tuesday of the month, yeah. Okay, well then I move we adjourn.
A second.
Lisa, good luck.
Yeah.
Thank you.